Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 6th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about preparations for President Robert Mugabe's 93rd birthday bash in Matabeleland South.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for President Robert Mugabe's birthday.
The ZANU-PF Youth League has stepped up preparations for a lavish celebration for President Robert Mugabe's 93rd birthday at Rhodes Eastern Preparatory School in Matopo, that is Matabeleland South Province. Over 100,000 people are expected to attend the occasion. The 21st February Movement, set up in 1986 to raise funds to celebrate Mr. Mugabe's birthdays, will finish off with the event with a gala of live performances by top musicians.
The annual celebrations have been hosted in the country's 10 provinces on a rotational basis, but critics of Mr. Mugabe have consistently blasted the ruling party for hosting lavish birthday celebrations while swaths of the population face food shortages, floods, and unemployment hovering near 90%. The choice of the venue has also raised a serious concern. Critics have attacked the organizers for hosting the event at few kilometers from an alleged mass grave of people killed during the Gukurahundi massacres in the 1980s.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, so kunjalo ke point.
Honguka Gibbs nasi tauti tinge tichi tarisa ne nyaya ye birthday remtungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe avari kusvika makore makumi mapfumbamwe nematatu 93 years musi wa 21 kukadzi hongu kazhinji mabiko aitwe musi woyo asi anozoteera nekudaro iko zvinopatanga kuitwa gadziriro ye mabiko iyaya. Asichiri kunetsa ndechekuti vamwe vari kuchema chema kuti kwavaitira uku kumatobo kune makuwa evanhu vakaurayiwa munguva yehondo yeGukurahundi vakawanda vachiti zvakakonzerwa naivo vamugabe nebato ravo riri kutonga rine ZANU-PF uye vamwe vari kuti vari kumanikidzwa kuti vange vachibhadhara mari dzekuita mabiko varimi vese vakapuwa minda vari kunzi ngavabhadhareivo nemombe unopa mombe kuri kunzi kungourayiwa mombe dzingasvike zana nemakumi mashanu kana kuti 150 mamwewo makambani ari kuchema chemawo nenyaya imwe cheteyo asi tambotaurawo nevari kutungamira urongwawo vakudzai chipanga munyori mukuru muZANU-PF Youth League vari kuti handi chokwadi kuti vari kumanikidza vanhu vari kungoita vari kupa pasina zvekubatirwa tsvimbo kana kuti makano kana kuti demo Gibbs.
Yeah, kahle indaba yetu namhlanje ke uBlessing Zulu siyambonga kakhulu ngokuthi ayichaye sibili ukuthi esikhuluma ngakho konokuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe uzabe leminyaka eyi-93 kusukana nje ezilandelayo. So ke kuyabe kule deal inkalakata sibili elimangalisayo kona ngale ke i-reps siyakwazi e-Rhodes Eastern Preparatory School tuzana lakobulawayo. So ke endaweni enaleyo esematobo ungabele ukuthi usuka khonapho uchaye ngomgwaqo wekezi usehlise uya khona ngale uyedlula ekezi center bese udlule emapisa suchaya ke ngesandla sokudla xa usiya phansi khonale sufika ke endaweni okuthiwa ibhalagwe ibhalagwe leyo ke kulapho kwabulawelwa khona abantu abaningi bebulawa ke iGukurahundi abantu baphoselwa emgodini khonangale. So abantu abaningi bayakhala bathi ukuthi ke umongameli Mugabe aye khonapho e-reps akuyenze ngoba vele utuzane kakhulu lebhalagwe lendawo nesinjalo. Iye kuzobuya ke abanye bakhala ngokuthi sebebanjwa ngamandla ukuthi bebhadale imali yokuthi kulungise idilileli. Kuzobuya nxa sikhangela ke idilileli yeblessing. Kuthiwa inkomo 150 ziyafika. Inkomo zangkhona abantu kumele betshaya inkazathu sibili. Befike umuntu ethi hayi lami ngiloku inkomana kwami ongakuthatha nje ukusebenzisa. Sizwele ukuthi ke umnumzana uDumiso Dabengwa uthi umntanakhe kungani laye ukuthi hayi bhatala ndoda ekubisa inkomo kumva into enjalo. So ke kungani abantu bakhonona ngakhonoko kodwa sifuna ukuzuthi uzulu uthini ngakho.
Onguka hamadiwa makasu nunguka kuti munge muchiti fonera. Of course, Gibbs, one of the persons who was saying that there were attempts to force him to contribute a beast is the son of opposition ZAPU leader, Dumiso Dabengwa. I talked to Dr. Dabengwa earlier today, and he was saying that they approached his son to say he must contribute a beast, but he said no. And of course, I asked him, you know, we understand that the people who are being asked to contribute at least one beast or one cow people who were empowered, quote unquote, by the government during the land reform program. But he said, you know, for his son, he bought that farm on a willing buyer, willing seller. You know, that is way back before the land reform exercise. So he said he is not going to contribute any beast. And also, there are some companies that are reporting that. You know, they too are being forced. But of course, ZANU-PF is saying that is not true. There are people who just want to tarnish the image of President Robert Mugabe. There's nothing like that.
So I still remember the farm that Mr. Tubengo is referring to is near a place called Ntunjambili. That is in Matopo district. So that farm used to be an animal ranch farm. So I think he converted it, the son, converted that farm into something like a cattle rearing farm.
Yes.
But it's a massive, it's quite a big farm. And I still remember they were selling a lot of stuff out of that kind of farm, and it was very productive. Because I still remember the guys delivering a lot of cows, you know, from that area to CSC. So, ngifuna ukuzazula ngani ukuthi lapha likhona khona ngapha eMatopo, bathi libhadale yini imali abayifunayo. Kumbe khona ngapho ke kubulawayo, kumbe ngapi ngapi, kuthiwa lenzeni. Kwaze tidilileli phela liphumelele. Siyakwazi ukuthi inkomo ezingu-50 ziyalela ngophondo. Nxa zilele ngophondo khonapho kungani zinenge kakhulu. Singazi ukuthi kathi okungayenza kwini ukuthi bazithathe inkomo ezi-150 bazihambise emasisweni banike abantu ukuthi hhayi phela bantu lungisani phela ngenkomo lezi lizalise lithole ezinye. Sebengadla khonokho nje kuseleyo kodwa-ke kukhanya ziyadliwa sibili ziyakhenyuza inkomo lezi mfowethu. Kodwa nxa ziyi-150 madoda zinkomo eziningi lezi.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is a ZANU-PF Youth League member and former chairperson for Harare Province, that is the Youth League, Mr. Jim Kunaka. Mr. Kunaka, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Kunaka. So how are the preparations going, sir?
Can you come again?
How are the preparations for the 21st February movement going on?
The preparations are going very well, very well. You know it. So, we are good at doing that.
So now, what are you looking for, you know, in terms of money? How much are you targeting, and are people being forced to actually donate or something like that?
Yeah, you know, that question should be answered by the treasury, not by me, because I don't deal with finances. Yeah.
What do you deal with exactly?
Yeah, so I think the treasury is the best person to answer that. But I can just say things are going well.
And now, Mr. Kunaka, there are these allegations that ZANU-PF is forcing some people to contribute, and they are saying they've done this, previously on any other things that they organize. Is it true? Does your party do that?
No, that's a lie. We used to, you know, each and every year, we look for donations, well wishes. We don't force anyone else to do a donation. But there are some people who respect the president or who wants to give, you know, effect to the president because of the policies that led them to do their business in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ever somebody, they feel like what to donate for the benefit of the president. So we don't force anyone else. If you don't want to donate, that's fine. You just leave.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Akunaka, there are some who are saying, why should the president be celebrating with all the poverty around him?
You know, I think someone is having that person, he needs to go to a psychiatric hospital. It's not now. Even myself, in July, every 21st July, I celebrated my birthday. So, what's wrong about celebrating the birthday of the president?
Mr. Akunaka, the line is breaking. I think we should have to call you back. We have to call you back. I'm sorry, the line is really bad. Or we'll try another line that we have for you, but we'll call you back in a bit. I think the line is breaking a bit, but of course, you heard from Mr. Akunaka. Mm-hmm. He's saying that they don't force anyone to contribute. He's saying that the money is from well-wishers, people who have benefited from Mr. Mugabe's good policies, according to him. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I also asked him why should the president be celebrating in the face of poverty? And he's saying everyone does celebrate his or her own birthday. Mm-hmm. We'll try to bring him back because the phone was breaking. Ongo, mawadiwa manzwa hapo kubva kuna mkoma Jim Kunaka veZANU PF Youth League vachitaura iwo kuti hapana munhu arikumanikidzwa kunge achibhadhara mari kumabiko iyaya vachitiwo vari kubhadhara vanenge vari vanhu vari kufara nemitemo inenge ichiiswa navamugabe kuti vakwanise kuita mabhizimisi avo. Nekudaro makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera muchitiudza kuti ndo here zviri kuitika munharaunda yenyu, Gibbs.
Ye, limzuleke munomuzano Jim Kunaka, ye, ikunangaleke Kunaka. Jim Kunaka anju. Ye, Jim Kunaka uti kona okwezakalayo abantu ababanjwa ngamandla kuti babhadhale le mali leyo okumele ukuthi elungisa ibhethday kamongameli Mugabe. Njalo uti amalungiselelo ahamba ngemfanelo. So I think we are joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Dumisani Nkomo. Mr. Dumisani Nkomo is an independent political commentator based in the city of Kings and Queens. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
No, we are fine. How's Bulawayo?
It's raining cats and dogs in Bulawayo.
Excellent.
And other animals.
And other animals as well, yes.
Right. Mr. Gobo, we are talking about Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash in Matabeleland South. And of course, you know, as usual, it's a controversial topic. What is your take on this birthday?
Yes, I want to say, first of all, I'm from Bulawayo, but I hail from Matabeleland South. Mm-hmm. So I'm quite aware of some of the things that are happening on the ground in terms of you know, people being forced to donate towards the birthday party, and even schools as well being forced to donate to their buses so that people actually use those buses to travel to the party. Mm-hmm. Well, what I think is that a birthday is something which is very private. Mm-hmm. It's for your friends, it's for your relatives. It's not a national event. One should celebrate, you know, his or her birthday with his friends and with his relatives. But we should not be forced. The whole nation should not be forced to celebrate a birthday. Because a birthday should be respected as a very private function, which is celebrated with people that are close to you, with people that have spent time with you, with people that have spent your worst times with you, your best times with you. Surely that can be anybody and everybody. It has to be those that are your friends and are your relatives. Mm-hmm. So in this case, you know, this birthday, as far as I'm concerned, should not be forced upon everybody, and not everybody should be forced to contribute towards that birthday. especially at a time when people are struggling to pay fees. You know, some people have not been paid salaries for over a year. You know, the majority of Zimbabweans are groveling in grinding poverty, mm-hmm. as it were. So really, right now, we should be focusing on the poor. What can be done for the widows? What can be done for the orphans? What can be done for the thousands of unemployed youth? Yes, of course, everybody has got a right to celebrate their birthday. But as I said, it's purely a private function that should be done with the relatives and friends.
Mm-hmm. But of course, your critics, Mr. Nkomo, say Mr. Mugabe is not an ordinary person. He's the head of state, and he has every right to invite the nation to celebrate with him.
Yeah, but not at the time when the nation is groveling in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, if you were to look at the poverty that is materially in South, it would actually shock you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in what 25 in Matovo, which is near where the celebrations are going to be held. You know, school children go to school without any shoes on.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are areas there which don't have any running water,
uh-huh.
and it costs about 5,000 to do one borehole.
Uh-huh.
Surely, when you only juxtapose those things, you realize the importance of attending to bread and butter issues. I think that is the first point.
Uh-huh.
To look at the state of the nation. To look at the state of the people around where the celebration is actually going to be held. There is grinding and groveling poverty around that particular area. So it's very important to not be extravagant, especially at this particular time as well. And we've actually had reports that some schools have been forced to donate to their buses. This is not a matter of speculation. This is actually happening. And as I said, I come from Matabeleland in the South. So I'm not speculating about what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what is within the realm of reality, as it were.
Thank you, Mr. Dumisani Nkomo. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Mr. Mugabe's birthday. If it was Shakespeare, he would say to be or not to be.
Mm-hmm.
Should Mr. Mugabe be celebrating his birthday in the face of grinding poverty? We want to hear from you. Gibbs, I think Mr. Kunaka is back.
Yeah. So, Mr. Kunaka, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much for coming back. So, we're asking you the question, is it... that people are being forced to actually donate. You said no. But at the end of the day, where are you going to get the money from? Because the economy is not performing well, Mr. Kunak.
Okay. So before my brother, I just want to highlight some few issues.
Mm.
We are not using state funds for this celebration. But we are... asking those who want to donate, well wishers, who want to come and donate for this celebration. So when someone is coming on and saying people are being forced to donate, please, those who are being forced, can you go and report to the nearest police station? Because what I really know and understand, 21st February movement, on its own, it's a movement which is being carried on or done by the young people in ZANU-PF. Whoever is willing to come and participate, regardless of your political affiliation, you are free to come and celebrate. Because we are celebrating the birthday of our president, who is not the president of a political party, but the president of a nation.
Mm. Thank
so,
you.
You know, there are so many corporates in Zimbabwe who always donate towards this event.
Mm-hmm.
We don't force people to pay. That's the lie.
Thank you, Mr. Akunaka. Please do stay on the line. Regatende umterelo yekutanga mukoma Gidza Chiripinda. Makadi mukoma Gidza.
Yosimba makadi zvenyu.
Kuri sei ku South Africa?
Aiwa. Kuri nani zvako kwapisa zvodo.
Asi dzorai radio yenyu mukoma Gidza inenge yakuita maungira hatizonzwa nani.
Ya, makundinzwa here.
Takukunzwa itaura henyu tinzwe.
Ah, ndikati pari panyaya yekudonate apa vanhu vafanira kumanikidzwa. Donate.
Asi vanhu vanomanikidzwa here kana kuti vanhu vanenge vachitaurawo zvekwavasina kuswera?
Vanhu vanenge vachingotaura zvekudonate izvo. Ndionike kuti kune munhu angabatira shamu kuti donate, handifungi sekudaro.
Vanhu vayo donate vari kuita haure kuda.
Vanodonata vari kuita zvavo nokuda vanazvo ndowezvo handifungi kuti asina anganzi bhadhara usina hazviiti vanazvowo nokudawo wezi purezidendi anomaona purezidendi ane vanhu vanomudawo anomaona saka hatingarambidzi vanhu kuti vanomuda vadonate hatisingadi kuti vanhu vamanikidzwa
asi semaone
panyaya yekuti
taura henyu kumagidzi
panyaya yekuti zvanzi azoitirwa bhedhigeri azoitirwa kumatebeenland ara azoitirwa kuti ipapo zvangu ndikatema ndisina dira ndakarerekera pavozi hakuna kwaanonzi asofa hakuna kwaanonzi uku ndokwaanodiwa purezidendi kana kuti kupi ikoko kwacho kwavari kuti aitire kumashonaland kwacho ikoko hapana vanomuda bhozi vakawanda vakatofawo nokuda kwake chichi saka chero kwaaitira inyika yake ngaaiti
saka maramwira mundava makudo
aiwa ngatirege kumurambidza kuti aitire bhozi achikurise kwanguwo futi handitomvedu kuti aitiro ivo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gidza nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ya. Mufarisi hama dzangu kambishani.
Ngomhorisai vairi vatatu. Nhasi hatisi kumhorisana. Taurai tinzwe.
Orai sori zvei ndiri kumhorisa hama dzangu dzese dzekwaChiripinda. Nana sekuru wangu kunobereka vana mai vekwaKamhungwe vana Penda vese avo. Vamwe vakatoteerera vari kutozvinzwa. Nana Kitenga vari kutozvinzwa vose mumamhorose.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gidza. Tinotenda, of course. You heard from Gidza. He says, you know, he does not think that people are being forced to pay for these celebrations. He has no problems with that. He thinks that those who cannot afford surely cannot be forced to pay. But at the same time, he is saying he's not taking any sides. He's saying that, you know, he's surprised that the people of Mad South are complaining that Mr. Mugabe is not wanted there. He should go to other provinces, he's saying. Apparently, some of his policies have also led to ruin in those provinces, and they might not want him there. So just let him go wherever he wants, as the president gives.
He's his country. Yes, one against Loma Chigiembe, Udlodlo. Machigiembe, Dodlo, Unjan. Baba Dodlo? Baba Dodlo, Lapawani. If only Simone Achille, or taking Yumnus and Utum Sunny. Unkomo. Ibo mkomo mzile lapu chimchiku na kekuluma. Siti abambe abantu kamandla utiba nige abalako. Akumche kiniso. Uveluma tope pelowe.
Njongo ba ni sicho. Mina mkuluma njongo mdogo vula wayo o seme nzaiwa kule matepele lea sao. Yo imbe ni kuluma yo ani ifanishi. Wakukuluma yo nje singati theory. Kodwa in practice masikhangela on the ground uyathola ukuthi izikolo labantu abaningi sibili bayafoselwa ukuthi benikele kuma celebrations la uqinisile nxa isithi in theory isi basebenzisa imali yabo in theory kodwa in practice on the ground uyathola ukuthi kuchiyele so kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bengavoswa. Kodwa into engayisibuya isiyi-directive kumba isiyi-secular kuba nzima ukuthi abantu beyiphilise ngoba kusasa indaba engangikhona yabizakuhlupha so
Ngibona kusegcekeni sibili njoma ngishilo angikhulumi ngento engiyifanisayo khuluma ngento esiyibonayo ngento esitholayo into eyenzakalayo akhona nje kuyitheory kodwa ngikhuluma nje kadesi ngobulawayo njalo ngihlala ngisemathebeleleni ngesawuthi ikakhulu kithi ngapha eKZ almost every week siyangikhulumi into engiyifanisayo khuluma into ephilayo engiyibonayo into ethinta izimpilo zabantu
ye so abantu ngoma bathi batshelwa ukuthi benzeni
ya kwezindawo uyathola ukuthi ikakhulu zakhuma ngokwezikolo lokho ukuthi izikolo sibili ezimbala sibili ziyafosha ukuthi ziprovide amabhasi okuthwala ini okuthwala abantu angithi ikakhulu khona lokho kwezikolo kukhanyisa nikho okuvame kakhulu okufosela ukuthi kuhambe amabhasi kuhambe into ezitshiyeneyo angithi uthole ukuthi even kwezindawo izindawo abantu abangama-farmers labo babefosela ukuthi benikele okunye abalapho khonapho nokuthi be-attende njalo kodwa bengasongxenye yento yona leyo
hayi siyawuza kakhulu-ke baba Nkomo ubambe ungayikatshana so all what he's saying is that people should not be forced to actually donate towards this birthday. So he says he's from that region, so he knows exactly what he's talking about. So he's saying things as it is. And he says most schools are being told to bring some buses, you know, to ferry people. So I think maybe he's got some great points there.
Now, Mr. Nkomo, we normally see such celebrations are mostly in communist or former communist countries. It's prevalent in North Korea, apparently. According to the ZANU-PF youths who organize this event, they are saying that Mr. Mugabe, according to them, is a living legend and his life must be celebrated so that the youths can emulate him. What's your take on that?
They can do that as a party if they feel that way. But they should not force everybody to celebrate, number one. Number two, they should not force people to they should not force people to celebrate with them, and they should not force people to donate to that particular birthday bash. If they want to celebrate, they should do it privately as a party, or it should be done as a family. Not to force the entire nation to forcibly celebrate. Because remember, Matabelele in the South, especially Madovo, is the area where there is the Palako, where thousands of people were killed between 1983 to 1984. So some of these things remind people of what happened in the past. Some of these people have got relatives who are still in mine shafts in Angel of Mine, who still lie in mass grave. Those issues are still not attended to. Some of those people have got relatives who disappeared during Kukuraundi. Some of those people have got relatives that were tortured during Kukuraundi. Some of those people have got relatives who were arrested and they never saw again. So the people of Matobo have got many questions to answer. And a celebration is the last thing which they need. What they need is the answers to where their dead and missing relatives are. The answers they need is, why is Matobo so underdeveloped when it is so rich in terms of natural resources? Those are the sort of questions which the people of Matobo are asking.
But in light of that, you know, it might be problematic for the people of Matobo. But I think it's again bringing that issue back into public discussion, which might be a plus. What should be the way forward, Mr. Nkomo? How best can this issue be addressed? You are with the people of Matobo most of the time. What's the way forward?
In terms of which
the issue? Kukuraundi issue. The Kukuraundi issue.
We need a proper truth-telling exercise. The people committed the genocide are alive. Some of them are senior government officials. So the perpetrators are alive. Many of the victims and survivors are alive. What we need is a proper truth-telling process. Who knows? People may even decide to to forgive them. Mm-hmm. Right? We need a proper truth telling. That is number one. Number two, we need affirmative action. As I said, materially in South and North are some of the most underdeveloped provinces in the country. So as the Constitution says, previously disadvantaged regions should be afforded affirmative action. So as long as we ignore the wound of Kukurawundi, we can never have proper reconciliation. We can never have proper peace. You cannot celebrate over the dead bones of 25,000 people and say having a birthday party. People want a truth and reconciliation commission to be constituted, mm-hmm. right, with proper investigative powers. Of course, you know that there's a process that is in place. Mm-hmm. But it needs to look at that and say what kind of powers or subpoena does that particular commission have. Mm-hmm. And what is actually going to happen to some of the because the problem is that the perpetrators are in power. Mm-hmm. The perpetrators hold very high offices in government. Mm-hmm. The perpetrators hold very high offices in the army, in the air force, mm-hmm. in the police, you know. So it's very difficult when you have two wolves decide and the sheep deciding what they should have for lunch. Obviously, they will decide to have the sheep for lunch because you're having two wolves deciding on the fate of lunch with one sheep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that clarification. Of course, this happened in Rwanda. It also there was also another truth and reconciliation across the Limpopo in South Africa. So it's not rocket science. Gibbs.
And I still remember Mr. Mugabe called it a moment of madness. And that was the time when it was a memorial service for the late Squilly Moyo. So up to now, he never made a follow-up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a commission that was set up, you know, the Chigamakwe Commission.
Mm-hmm.
It never released the findings of that kind of commission, you know. And there are so many things that have been going on. And I still remember at one stage, the late Vice President John Komo was in charge of a certain group
mm-hmm.
that was supposed to bring closure to all those kind of atrocities.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know what happened to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Slomlunzana, U Dixon, ukona pake, where South Africa? Yeah, Baba Dixon, kunjan?
Nyapira budu kunja.
Mpile kakul, kunjan, lapa kona kona?
Aye, lapa kona kurahid, that's right.
Runga, fuse ya maskral.
Halo.
Uku, piko, kona pake?
Yeah, imagine Puma South Africa and Mozambique and has that of the Guana in Romale and at the Punuxin network.
Oh, yeah, Chagos and Chagos and the network. Yeah, Poselaku network is a con. Kulumaba.
Yeah, Yabona Baba Mina, the Lizzie, late Lizzie Ubona Guamin. Una Bant Manja, Tasha and Babum Card, man. By end the evening, Dozabo, Mara Tasha and Babum Card, the Gashagash. Uva Mina, hello?
Yeah, you let it.
Halo.
Ngikulalele baba Nyakuzo.
Halo.
Nyakuzo Dixon, ngulalele Dixon Nyakuzo. Ubusathi kulabantu abaqatha ngomnumzana umgabe Nyakuzo.
I think we got cut off there.
Yeah, bad line. So today we've got some very, very bad lines. So anyway, let me take a message from people that were sending these messages. On Facebook, we've got Nelson Chiswe, who says, why not? People must be forced to pay money or whatever, even more, because Bob is an icon. Bob, by the way, that's a nickname for mm-hmm. the president. And then Manford Chisweto says, all this is ridiculous. Then I got another message from Tony Dera, who says, it's good to celebrate the birthday of our hero. Then I've got Bison Kafuna, who says, it's not being forced to give what you have to the president. Mm. Very, very, very exciting there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people must remember that we're live streaming on VOA Zimbabwe, that is VOA Studio 7, and then VOA Ndebele,
mm-hmm.
and then VOA Shona, that is Facebook pages. And always remember to like those pages,
mm-hmm.
VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So like those pages so that you become part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Pritchard Spanda, ukona ngale kwele Botswana. Baba Pritchard, kunjani?
Nyapila tuwe kunja.
Nyapila kakuru spana kunja ni kwa nawape ya Botswana.
Ae Botswana siya kaula puruwa mizi wa sise kangini sinye uke kaya.
Ae kwa zwakala baba kwa zukulunga Ye ungati nige ngeti lileli. Umeleliwe nzwe e repsi ngali.
mina leli dilidwe ku angeke ngikhulume lutho oluningi kodwa okubuhlungu ukuthi uyabona ukuthi nxa ungafosa abantu phezu kokuthi wabulala abantu nabo futhi namhla sizohlupha intandane zangikhona ngokuthi zikhiphe imali kungela kudle elizweni kungela mali uyayibona indaba le ibuhlungu ngoba iyabe isenziwa ngabanye abantu ababhenefitha ulutho ezanu p f thina abazizi lutho kuzanu p f khathesi ujim kunaka ukhuluma ukhonale kibo khonale but abantu abakugrawundi ematopo yibo abahlangana le-situation leyo ekhulunywayo ukukhitshiswa izimali yabona but yena umuntu uzamfica esadalala esana ukuthi kuyenzakala khonoko but okukhona ukuthi one day unkulunkulu uzasisabela lathi asize ukuthi singabantu siyakhala ngoba konke kulesikhathi sabo yikho ubona namhlanje umgaba abantu sebeqalisa ukuhamba bemkhulile izigoko kutshengisa ukuthi isikhathi sesifikile this is the time and this is the end of umbuso kamgaba we are tired Dube ngiyabonga inkosi busisa
ye kodwa-ke abanye bathi phela kumele kube lalokhu idile elikhulu ngoba umongameli ngumongameli welizwe ngakho abanye abantu kumele bafake phela abalakho khonapho-ke ungathini
uyabona akula muntu okungathiwa faka olakho uhamba idobha ido sithi faka olakho uyabona nxa kuyukuthi wena vele uyakwazi ukuthi into eyenzayo inhle ebantwini okukhona yukuthi uhlaba umkhosi kuphela awulandeli muntu ulowu uchihuru walitshela kudala wathi yena uyizanu p f so ezimbabwe lanxa kule maproblemu awungeke uyiripota emapholiseni ngoba isibhoda gezi sipholisi under mgabe regime hansi so you cannot say ukuthi nxa ngile problemu nje ukuthi ngiyeripota mina ezimbabwe akula mapholisa kula i-border gezi ipolisi laba abafaka izigqoko zamapolisi they are in the image of police but there is no police in Zimbabwe sesidiniwe ngeto zikamgabe lezi nxa kuyukuthi yi-donation amboni ukuthi abantu bengakhuluma njalo besizwa ubuhlungu nxa umuntu you are willing to participate you just participate without any complaint so we are tired ngiyabonga ba
hayi sibongela kakhulu kusibanda ubona imuli yakho njalo ubingelela abanye khonapha etusane lawo
siyabonga nkosi ya
ye siyabonga kakhulu so that was Mr. Pritchard Sibanda is in Botswana he was basically saying that you know this birthday is just something ridiculous why celebrate it at this time you know when things are not going well and he says Mr. Jim Kunaka who's given that people are not being forced is just in Harare there he knows nothing nothing absolutely nothing about what is happening in Kezi. So then he actually reminded Zimbabweans that the police force appears to be very partisan. He says, you can think that maybe they are police, but, you know, they're just wearing those kind of fatigues for the sake of it. So he says they're actually ZANU-PF functionaries. So if Mr. Kunaka suggests that people who are being told to pay by force they are complaining, they should actually go to the police. So he says that that's out of it. It can't happen.
Interesting. Back to Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Nkomo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
One of the issues that Mr. Kunaka had also raised was that, you know, most of the donations are coming from companies that are benefiting from Mr. Mugabe's policies. Mr. Nkomo?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes. What is your take on that? Because we understand some companies are saying they are being forced, but Mr. Kunaka was saying that they are willingly contributing because they are happy with the government policies that have empowered them.
As I said earlier on, it's one thing to say something from the relative comfort and safety of Harare, and another thing to be actually on the ground and to see how people, institutions, individuals and corporates are being coerced to contribute towards this particular birthday. Because if you actually look at it, most companies are actually struggling. Capacity utilization currently is at 35%. Companies are actually struggling to keep their heads above you know, above the water as it were. So really what policies do we have to talk about that have actually empowered people, that have empowered companies? Because as it is right now, companies are struggling themselves. So really it takes one to be on the ground and to see how people being smartly and at times brutally coerced to contribute, how companies are being encouraged using both the stick and the carrot to contribute. So really, it's difficult to argue with somebody that is not on the ground and does not see firsthand what is actually happening in Madovo, because Madovo is just a few kilometers from Bulawayo in Matabele and South. So when you talk about some of these things, we're not talking about things that emanate from the figment of our imagination, but things which are actually happening. And there's so much fear. Remember, the stigma of Kukurawundi, the specter of Kukurawundi, that fear is there when people are being forced to do things, people are being forced to contribute, companies are being forced to donate, because they know that if they don't do that, they're very severe replication. And they can't report that anyway, because we all know that the police, are partisan largely. They are forced to draw the party line or lose their jobs.
Thank you. Let's bring in Mr. Kunaka. Mr. Kunaka, you heard there what Mr. Nkomo is saying, echoing what some callers are also saying, that they have also lost confidence in the police in so much that even if they are being forced, they can't go and report.
Hello?
Mr. Kunaka, can you hear me?
I can't hear you. I don't know what is happening with this line, sir.
Okay. I was saying that Mr. Nkomo was saying that it's difficult to go. Hello?
Yes?
I was saying that Mr. Nkomo was saying that it's difficult to go and report, if you are being coerced to contribute to the police, because many don't trust the police.
I can't even hear your question.
Okay, we'll try to call you back then.
Hello?
The line gives.
Yeah, it's a very tough line. Very
yeah, we'll try to
call him again. Maybe.
Call him again.
Yeah.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, we are almost coming to the end of the program. We still have 18 minutes, though. But we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's birthday bash in Matobo, that is in Mat South. Some people are saying that it's not a good idea to hold that birthday celebration in Matobo because of the Kukurawundi massacres that happened in the 80s and also the grinding poverty in the country. Gibbs Regatendo Nemwe Mutereri. Ari Kumakoni, Dimkoma Simba, Magadi.
Hey, David.
Yeah, Jirisei.
Muja Muja Gurisei.
Oh, Dimkoma Simba Makoni, and it was in South Africa. Mutereri Wedu.
Yeah, Pretoria. Hey, I'm Kuru Chaisu, Mutereri Wedu.
Senior listener. Aye, wakunotiri nani zedu.
Handiri ya.
Ya, Mkoma Simba, nyayari mdari roma inzu kwa ye, munoti kudi.
Haa, nyayari rumi inzu ya. Haa, tungo kwa zone kunye bwana na kunaka. If they are benefiting, what do they say? Apana kwa wanga mbota ure. Zanu kia, their supporters are those who benefit from them. Not any other people who are not benefiting anything from them. Birthday president, can I hear Jim Kunagasinga Zurkun or Roman Zotramar and Gasa Dora Zasinga and Gad Kandiri in Azad Zasika? Because what do you know is Susugan? There's already, from our occasion, there are some people who benefit. There are some people who are noba, Ibabo, I never already know, drawing the Marie celebrate the co-president. So we never, the Maku was a Gazik. Jim Kunagangat or E, never had been for Barga and Zasiga, not Dolo Zimbabwe. Yes. Maybe somewhere out there are some people who are being asked for that contribution. And as far as I know, Betty Dega, in Nigeria, I'm on Betty Day, and I don't go to my neighbor, but no, right now I'm on Betty Day. I will invite them. Now I'm just going to take. Here I'm going to just go and take.
Mkoma Simba asari varikuti ivoka amunga enzanise mwana wa Mkoma Simba na wa Mugabe mutungamiri wenyika VZANU-PF Youth League varikutiwo vamugabe munhu wekuti vanenge vada kuti vana vakawanda vazoyemure nekuti munhu akarwa hondo yechimurenga ka
ndiyega akarwa hondo waizita achiitwa birthday yega ndiye akarwa hondo saka mugabe ndiye akarwa hondo zimbabwe ko hondo yari konzeresa yenzara asi iona ihondo shoma iyoyi inodarika iputika hondo yenzara because nezvivano ndafara zvisingaiti pane pambuyo panhau dzechishona paya pachinzi pane wadoneta mafuta emazobe aidai vari vanhu ngadonete mari yekubatsira vanhu varikutambudzika its much better havazooni here zvivana mugabe zvese izvozvo wana kunaka havazooni zvakanaka zvekuitwa rather than kuti munhu wanospenda mari yemabhasikoro kwana jonathan moyo vanhu vasina mafuta ekuzora vana vezimbabwe haiona kungoti vanhu chete
I was in Gweru.
Everywhere mgomaka everywhere musikari pese hapana pasina musika vanhu ivavo ngavabatsirwe vatange mabhizinesi they always promise but havakwanisi kufulfira mapromises avo why
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma simba
rotokosha manje rochizokosha birthday than any other maproblems atinawo munyika
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma simba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
iripo mugoma wangu ari aitimbopinde pabasa
aiwa take care of course That's one of our listeners, Simba Makoni, regular caller. He's saying that, you know, what Mr. Mugabe should do is to organize the party himself and invite everyone, not to say contribute. You know, to say, I'm going to. I think we are being joined by, unfortunately, we are having problems with the phones. Mr. Kurawo Nechiwai, spokesperson for the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube. Mr. Chiwai, good evening. Mr. Chiwai?
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry we are having problems with our lines. Maybe, Gibbs, you can pose a question.
Mr. Chiwai, the president is going to hold his president bash in Matopos. What's your take on that? Is it the prudent time for the president to do so?
It is not. Though we are not sure, we are not shocked as a party. But this is not the right time. The people of Zimbabwe are trying to make ends meet. Everybody is battling. This is not the right time to abuse public resources. And most of the resources should actually be channeled towards the resuscitation of local industry, especially the manufacturing industry. And we all understand that the crime rate has increased. We have so many jobless graduates around. We have unemployed youth that are roaming the streets. But it's said that President Mugabe and ZANU-PF, they found it fit to actually pledge about $3 million on a birthday for the head of state and investing in a 93-year-old person. And what is it that they are expecting from Mugabe, we don't know. But this is not the right time, honestly.
These are not public funds, Mr. Chiwai, according to ZANU-PF. They are saying people are willingly donating.
From where? You must also remember that it is President Mugabe himself who confessed that they are missing 15 billion. There's 15 billion from the sale of diamonds that is missing in state coffers. And now they claim that they have the resources. They are donating those resources towards the bash in Matopos. So we don't believe whatever they are saying. They must come clear because there's a lot that is supposed to be done. And they are trying to hide behind the thing. I don't think they are being honest here. That they are using their own resources and these are funds that are being donated by well-wishers and members of the party. It's not clear so far. They must prove that where exactly and who exactly. And they must actually explain to the people of Zimbabwe why they are actually doing that. Instead of concentrating on the resuscitation of the local industry, employment creation is a priority at this stage. I think they were supposed to actually concentrate on that instead of concentrating on a bash at this stage. No.
Gibbs, we still have Mr. Nkomo, remember?
Yeah, Baba Nkomo, we are zwela lapho yakhuluma ke umnumzana uChiwayi. Kodwa ke mina ngikudingayo ukuthi abantu bathini nxa ukukhuluma labo Baba Nkomo. Khona ngale ke emadobjeni. Nxa bekhuluma kakhulu ngodaba lolu lokuthi ibhalakho iseduze khona mpana phela. Siyawazi njalo le antelope mine nalale seduze duze khona ngale ingazani abantu inxa inhliziyo yazidlazisekanga. So akutshela uZulu sibili ukhululeke ukukhuluma iqiniso kwalapho ukuthi abantu bathi lokhu lalokho.
Ye indaba leyi indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ebantwini bakithi ngoba duze khonaphana kule National Park abantwana abaningi basemantobo abalamsebenzi khonaphana. Isiya phambili kule bhalagwe lapho kwanyamalala khona abantu abaningi sibili between 1983 kusiya ku-1987. Sisiya phambili ngale sidlule emaphisa kule ndaba ye-track esithathe umhlabathi wabantu abaningi khonaphana abahlezi ekhezi. So ngikhuluma nje abantu abahlalisekanga abazibuhlungu sibili njengoba omunye ofonile ekhulumile abaningi zintandane zombhuqazi owenzakala ngama-1980. Izintandane lezi sezifoselwa khathesi ukuthi zinike izinto ezijeneyo ezifoselwa ukuthi zikholise ziselebrate kodwa kungaziwa ukuthi amathuna abobabo angaphi nokuthi batshona ngaphi njani bethethwa ngubani. Indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu lokhu yikuthunuka isilonda sibili esibhibhidlayo ukuthi kwenziwe idili elinje endaweni abantu sebelahlekele khona umhlabathi bethathelwa i-adale track kwenziwe idili elinje so endaweni okwafela abantu over 10,000 to 15,000 kubokhezi khumbula ebhalagwe wakuthatha abantu abavele egwanda abavele enkayi abavele etsholotsho abavele endaweni ezijiyeneyo so abantu labana iningi labo sibili balezi hlobo eziningi abangazazi ukuthi zaya ngaphi so yindaba ebuhlungu kakhulu yindaba sibili ethunuka isilonda esiyibhibhidlayo yindaba ebakhumbuza u-1983 lapho abantu ababefoswa khona ukuthi behambe emhlanganweni lapho abantu ababefoswa khona ukuthi bethenge amakhadi enye iphathi lombangazwe so yindaba ebuhlungu kakhulu indaba ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu abaningi vele abafuni ukukhuluma ngayo njengoba usubonile abantu abaningi abavele ematobo vele abafuni ukukhuluma ngendaba le ngoba indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu indaba ebakhalisayo yindaba ebakhumbuza ibhalagwe yindaba ebakhumbuza umbhuqazo
siyakuza kakhulu ke mnumzana Nkomo uvela khona ngale ke ekhezi so ke what he's saying is that you know many people in Matobo don't have jobs and they would love to have jobs. There's a national park nearby which employs some people, but locals are not usually employed there. So he says about Bhalakwe, you know, it was almost the epicenter of the atrocities. So it's very bad that things are happening this way. Then he actually also mentioned the issue of the trek, you know, the trek company that is actually seizing land from villagers. And he says people are very angry about that kind of land appropriations. But at the end of the day, you know, things are happening now that the birthday party is going to be held there. And then he says graves of the people that were killed by Kukurahondi are still not known. They are not designated. But sons and daughters, mothers and fathers of those that were killed, you know, are forced to you know, pay something towards the bash. So anyway, let's get to Kumbulani. Umnumzana Kumbulani. Kunjani baba Kumbulani?
Ngiyaphila linjani madoda omsakazi likhuluma loKumbulani ophuma kogodlo wamnyama mahlabathwana.
Hawu boni-ke ngiyakuzwa kakhulu kunjani kona ngapho-ke?
Hayi kukahle ngikhuluma nomajikampondo.
Yebo majikampondo uthe.
Mina ngifuna ukuphawula ngendaba kamongameli.
Akutshayi ngizwe baba.
Umongameli ubevele edliwe kuma-elections. Angithi badliwe laba bantu manje uzomcelebrate-a kanjani umuntu ovele umkhiphile wabuya wazifaka. So abantu abakwazi ukumcelebrate-a lo muntu ngoba bamkhombisile nje ukuthi hayi wena sisakufuni wangena ngenkani lapho. Manje uyabafostela ubazwisa ubuhlungu ubabulele ngombhuqazwe ubuye futhi uyabajikela bayamvotela out ubuye futhi uyasifaka ngenkani lapho. Hayi indaba ebuhlungu le kufanele azame yena nomuzi wakhe nomndeni wakhe akithi laba abamfakileyo abakhokhelayo iZANU-PF yefuna ukumcelebrate-a Tina kwa kaya numa ngameli wetu ngoba wasi wazene. Akekho kokithi lo muntu.
Mm-hmm.
Uhleli ngenkani lapha akayena upresident wethu ngupresident weZanu PF lo.
Mhm.
Ya bamcelebrate abezani. Hayi thina.
Mhm.
Eh ngiyabonga ntuna.
Hayi sibonga kakhulu ke kuna ngoba ke majikimpondo. Eh kuna
bomkhodla. Makala.
Yeah,
makala ndawoni.
Ah uboni ke babazali wami. Bongile kakhulu eh. Yes, about Kuru. So that was Kumbulani in, you know, Kodwayo, that is Philaposi, in Caesar District. So you are saying that, you know, the president was actually beaten clean in the 2008 presidential election. So he's not his president. He says he's a ZANU-PF president. So people in ZANU-PF should actually celebrate his birthday, and not all Zimbabweans. And he put it very emphatically and said he was Mugabe, Mr. Mugabe is not his president.
Not my president, then, yep. According to him. Of course, let's go back to Mr. Nkomo. It appears, you know, all the other lines are dropping with Mr. Kunaka. We are having issues with his number. And also, Mr. Jiwai, we are having issues with that. And the last man standing is, of course, Mr. Dumisani Nkomo. We might ask everyone to go to his place.
I think so, because the network is quite good there. Yeah, there'll be a bit of a congestion, but it's good.
Now, Mr. Nkomo, there are some who say, you know, usually there's a bit of development when Mr. Mugabe comes to the province, because there will be attempts to fix roads, to paint schools where the commemorations, for example, the birthday bash will be held. Is this true? Is there, you know, business might also come to Matobo, because they are estimating about 100,000 people. Is it not good for business?
I don't think it's actually good for business. It's actually bad for health and sanitation. If you remember what happened at the Victoria Falls conference, there was open defecation. There was massive issues of hygiene, you know. So it's not necessarily, it doesn't mean that there's going to be an increase in business. And after all, we find that the celebrations are being held at the Reds, you know. So most of the dead roads, when you go further up using the caves road, you find that as you go further up, the road gets worse. So that development, if it's there at all, won't get to those to those bases. But you find that in most instances, when these big bashes happen, there's a lot of immorality that happens, as evidenced by the thousands of condoms that are always found in those places. You know, there's a lot of sanitation issues that need to be attended to. So the issue is the organizers actually prepare to deal with the issues of sanitation issues and image after these bashes, as was evidence in the Victoria Falls conference. So there is no empirical evidence to suggest that there would be an increase in investment or economic activity. There is no analysis that informs that sort of opinion.
Thank you. Tipeo fungwa zenyu, nguwa hidu ya ajikanana.
Alright, aninga kupai message doko doko, mkwati zile kuti mkachanga nisama kwa inembu, kini zakafanana. Taka, nizuku itika yifu, zile kuti mkwa inembu, zakasangana, asishu za wambu chima zakafanana.
Tinotenda zikuru, it's loaded there. He's saying that, you know, there are some things that you cannot mix.
Ship and other things.
Yes. With that, we come to the end of our show, our broadcast today. We want to thank Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, political analyst, Mr. Kurawo Nichiwai, spokesperson, MDC, and also Mr. Jim Kunaka, ZANU-PF Youth League member. Thanks to our callers, our viewers, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.